There it is, folks. The Arizona-wide welcome wake-up call from Rosie on the house. Get yourself that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Get up to the radio and the telephone. Get prepared to dial us with your question about anything having to do with your garden, your lawn, trees, particularly today if you live on top of the rim. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. Oh! What an inspirational morning. The sunrise on snow-covered San Francisco peaks. Ow! Man.
And broadcasting today on historic Route 66, the first time ever. We've had CAF as our flagship. We were just tickled to death to be on AM 930, 93.5 FM, CAF Country. If you haven't tuned it in or listened to it, I listen to country music all over the state, and this station has one of the premier classic country formats, and we're nearing our two-year broadcast anniversary with y'all as an affiliate and just tickled to death to be here live and in studio. We always have John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, who is at our studios in Scottsdale, but we also have Sarah Walker from Warner's Nursery here joining us today to bring in your questions as it relates to Flagstaff or above the rim, high country, high mountain landscape and garden. Sarah, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little background about Warner's Nursery and how you found them there and what role you play.
I'm a manager at Warner's Nursery, and I moved here about a year and a half ago and wanted to work with plants, and Warner's hired me on as a manager, and it's been great. It's a lot of fun, and I'm learning a lot.
And Warner's isn't just a nursery, but they also have a landscape division. There's all kinds of sessions and classes going on. Y'all do a lot of community outreach and teaching.
You got it. We have a landscape division that's right there next to the nursery. We also have Verde River Growers down in the Verde River Valley. We have seminars you can find on our website, and also you can be part of our rewards program, and we'll email you when we're having seminars and specials and things like that.
What drives us up here this weekend is the Flagstaff Home Show being held and conducted at the NAU Walk-Up Sky Dome. If you don't want to do one thing at your house, it's worth coming up to Flagstaff just to see the dome. It is a beautiful architectural wonder. Now listen, Warner's has a huge display inside the stadium. The big Bellguard paver trailer and Harmony Elements component system is there. So you can get a ton of great ideas. All next month, we're talking about outdoor resort living, turning your backyard into a resort, turning your front yard into the envy of the neighborhood. So this is a great opportunity. A lot of things to be thinking about right now, as we heard the time, seasons, changing the seasons. We're in the middle of the season. Drove to Flagstaff 2 weeks ago. All the desert was turning green right up to about Black Canyon City. Drove up to Flagstaff day before yesterday. The desert's green all the way up to Sunrise Point. Sarah, y'all got spring. It's coming up the hill. It's on its way.
Oh, yeah. With spring fever all over the place.
And what better place to live outdoors than in Flagstaff in the summer? Which brings us to our shade. I mean, even at 8,000 feet, you still need some shade. Y'all have a, I would say, a healthy supply of pines. Looking out the window, I'm seeing maybe some spruce. But what you were talking earlier, y'all have a huge supply of aspen trees. What trees in this climate are ideal for, you know, the average homeowner?
You know, it really depends on where you live. We have so many microclimates up here in this area, and so zones can change quickly, and some trees will do better in Baderville, that's very close, and won't do as well in Baderville and do well in Flagstaff. But Colorado spruce, ponderosa pine, shade trees, like cottonwood, poplars, fruit trees. There's all kinds of options. It just depends on what you're really looking for.
So we need to look at lot size probably first, mm-hmm. then the microclimate of the neighborhood or the area. Bring those bits of information into the nursery and walk through your most likely successful selection options.
Right. I think one of the tips we give down in the valley probably holds true here. Don't plant the tree where you want it today. plant the tree where you want it to be in 20 years.
Yeah.
Picture the canopy. Picture the root ball. Picture the trunk size. And put that tree where it needs to be in 20 years from today.
You got it. Another, excuse me, really important thing to consider is your type of soil. You really want to check if your soil is clayey or cindery, because that's going to really change the type of amendments you need to use when you do plant.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you have any questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And as always, the first hour, landscape or gardening. We have a couple calls online from below the rim. And we have Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery in our studio on standby to help take those calls as we get to them. Let's move now to Mr. Harper and cover shade trees for the desert climate of Arizona. Mr. Harper, good morning, sir.
Good morning. We are in the middle of spring. Or not the middle, really. Spring's, this is the first weekend of spring, guys. In case you didn't know.
The 20th.
Winter just ended.
Technically, it's the first. And quite frankly, this is only about the second really spring-like weekend we've had here in the Valley. So we had winter this year, which is evidenced by its effect on some of what people were using for shade trees here, namely ficus. So some of our quest for shade is going to be reshading some areas that might not be shaded any longer because the tree you had froze and you're looking for something that won't freeze anymore. So, you know, my list is pretty simple. I think there are about 5 really great trees for the southern Arizona desert. One of them is my favorite, the live oak. I think Chinese elms are hard to beat. Chinese pistachio is another good one. Of course, mesquites, Palo Verdes, and African sumac, I think, is going to make a return, as well as I think we're going to see a resurgence in things like Australian bottle trees and some of the hardier trees that did not show signs of freezing. So
it's
5 or 6 really great trees, and you'll notice ficus isn't on the list and never has been in our vernacular. So.
But it's supply and demand. If people are asking for it,
well, it is. You know, we went about 20 years without even a frost here in the Valley, and we've had 3 hard freezes, not frosts. And I want folks to know there's a huge difference between what we normally get as a frost and what we've had 3 times in the last 6 years here. So perhaps things are changing, or perhaps you just don't want to put up with it anymore. But the main thing to remember is that both Salt River Project and APS are 2 electric providers, at least in most of southern Arizona. I guess Tucson has, Tucson Electric Power. But I would guess they would concur that probably the single best thing you can do to save on heating and cooling is to plant trees or shade in some way your windows, the hot sides of your house, that sort of thing. And I would guess, even in Flagstaff, they get some 100-degree days up there, that a shade tree is pretty nice to have in the middle of summer. So it's probably the best value, you know, for just a few dollars, certainly less than a couple $100. You can get a tree going, but you got to remember the best time to plant it was, guys,
20 years ago.
20 years ago, that's right. The second best time is
today.
Today. So good shade tree in a good location. Rosie, you hit it on the head. Remember how big it's going to get. That canopy is what we want to shade things, not the trunk of the tree. So get it in the right spot.
Don't just stand there.
Plant something.
Plant something.
Plant something.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Sarah, our first question, it came in off of the Rosie on the House fan page yesterday. We put a little post letting our listeners know that Warner's Nursery would be here. And Mary Jo has 2 apple trees planted side by side in her Flagstaff home. 6 years old and has never produced a single apple. She's wanting to know, does she need something to pollinate it? Does she need to find a female apple tree? Did she get duped and bought something ornamental? And maybe not even apple at all?
Well, we have a really difficult time producing fruit at this high elevation because of our late frosts. And we get these warm days right now. You know, we're up in the 60 degree temperatures, and then at night we get down to 20 degrees. These warm days produce buds that produce the flowers that later on produce the fruit. But if the tree produces the flower buds and we get a hard frost and the tree has not been protected, then the tree will not produce fruit. So that's most likely what is happening. So what people need to keep in mind is once the tree has produced their flower bud and we're going to get a hard frost, you need to cover that fruit tree with frost cloth. You need to make sure to stabilize it to the ground with bricks or something, and then make sure it's completely covering the tree. And that will usually at least keep the temperature 7 degrees up above what our freezing temperature is going to be.
Now, you say at this altitude and elevation, how popular are greenhouses?
Greenhouses are very popular, and they will greatly extend your growing season.
You'd need a pretty big one for an apple tree.
But
in general, if you're trying to get produce or vegetables, anything like that, is that something I could find at Warner's Nursery, a prepackaged greenhouse that I can put together, take home in a kit and put together?
Right now we're looking into bringing in some smaller ones. We do have things like wall of waters that are really important when bringing your tomato starts or pepper starts outside that are very useful for us here.
1-888-767-4348. It's 1-888-ROSIE-4U, broadcasting live from Calf Country and Flagstaff, Historic Route 66. Join with Sarah Walker of Warner's Nursery and John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, covering the entire state for you, the homeowner. Coming back to the calls at 1-888-767-4348.